My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
A couple days ago, Mary Kay Cabot, she reported that Jameis Winston, there are talks about trading him. Mary Kay's going to join us at 8:20. We'll talk about that with her. Whereas Jordan Schultz, NFL insider, had said, no, there's no conversations about trading Jameis Winston at all. However, in that 24-hour period, there were a lot of opinions put out about Deshaun Watson. I think it exposed the way a lot of people feel about Deshaun Watson, even if they were trying to hold it in, about having Jameis Winston there, about believing Jameis Winston was good enough, about believing that Deshaun Watson could really even play an entire season. And I think a lot of us have kind of set sail with the idea that, no, that it's a 17-game season, and my goal for him is to play about 15. But during that time, if he were out for a game, you're freaking out because of what happened last year.
Sure.
So it's so easy to say that on August 29th. It's going to be very hard to say that in September or December or whatever month it is that he were to go down and you would have to have a game with Jameis Winston out there as your starter. So that's a flippant thing to say, as tough as those decisions are and as nervous as I think a lot of us would be, depending on how the season is going at that time. But then they have this situation here where they still have four quarterbacks on that football team. Scott Petrak was on the Midday Show yesterday. This is what he said about carrying four quarterbacks.
I mean, I've gotten no indication that they think Watson's arm is an issue. Now, given what happened last year and given that he's coming off the shoulder surgery and that there was a soreness last week, I think you want to have the best quarterback group possible, which means, to me, keeping Jameis Winston as your number two in case he's needed. And I think DTR had a really good preseason, so he would be the number three guy. I don't think you keep four as an insurance policy. You could put somebody on the practice squad if you want, but if you think he's going to be able to play week one, which every indication is that he can't, that he will play week one, then I don't think Huntley is the number four.
That's Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram on Baskin and Phelps yesterday. Hear that, 92.3thefan.com. What he says there, and he says he doesn't think that that's an insurance policy, that's another thing that people started to kick around the idea of.
And people were asking me, quarterbacks was an insurance policy?
No. The reason behind it being an insurance policy is because of Deshaun Watson's arm. Yesterday led a lot of people to speculate about Deshaun Watson, the quarterback in general, whether or not he was still good and whether or not he still has it in terms of his shoulder.
Right.
A lot of the fears that we thought were fixed when we saw the videos at the Greenbrier of him throwing long bombs, whether or not they were even overthrows, it's like, all right, he's got the air out from under him. It was all calm until last week with the shoulder soreness.
Right.
Then all of a sudden it was, you know, I talked to this doctor. We've never seen a guy come back from this type of injury in football. I talked to that doctor, and then all the memories of the scary things that happened before, and then they're carrying four quarterbacks, and that was a conversation that happened yesterday. Now, I have my theory, too, but I want to hear you first, Danny Cunningham, in for Tone.
I mean, I think all those worries are real about Deshaun's arm, but I also don't think that has anything to do with why they have four quarterbacks on the roster. I don't, because I think they have four quarterbacks on the roster because they don't want to let one of those guys go for nothing. They would like to receive a draft pick in exchange for, in all likelihood, Tyler Huntley, the guy that is the odd man out here. They don't want to cut him. I think if they felt as if they could sneak one of these guys onto the practice squad, they would have done it by now. But at this point, Ken, knowing that, one, the rule changed to where you cannot just elevate a quarterback every single week off the practice squad, that if you're going to use that 54th roster spot on a quarterback or the extra active guy on game days, he has to be on your 53-man roster. I think that may have impacted thinking for teams across the league. And two, now everyone knows the Browns have to move on from one of these quarterbacks at some point. They know it's not going to be Watson. It sounds like it's not going to be Winston. They've talked very highly about DTR. The reports are that they love him. So that means the rest of the league knows Tyler Huntley is going to be going somewhere else.
Well, does it benefit them to come out and just say it? Or like
they're trying to trade
they're
him.
Not going
to
hold a press conference and say that Tyler Huntley is up for grabs, make your calls. But if Adam Schefter, if Albert Breer, who's on Afternoon Drive later on today, if Albert Breer or somebody were to say, hey, the Browns are actively open to trading Tyler Huntley, and in some ways that's already been done for a lot of folks, but if they come out and just say that, hey, this guy, we have four right now, this guy's for up for grabs, would that do better for the market than to kind of keep coy about it at all?
No, I don't think so, because I think they're having these conversations already. And if they leak to one of these insiders, one of these newsbreakers that that's happening, I mean, that's something we all already know, right? And the other aspect of that, and I know where you stand on trading Jameis Winston, and we don't have to rehash that debate.
We should.
Maybe. But say the Browns get blown away by an offer for him. The toothpaste is already kind of out of the tube if you start leaking to these insiders that Tyler Huntley is going to be the guy that gets traded. That can create a little bit of an awkward situation. And what I don't think this locker room needs, even if it's with the final quarterback on this roster.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't think they need another awkward situation. I don't. I think that just letting it play out is fine. I will say I was very surprised that we walked into this studio today and the Browns still had four quarterbacks on the roster. I did not expect that to be the case.
Well, then let me take it further. I'm glad you answered that, because it probably wouldn't make much sense to just go out there and say it that way. If they go into next week with four quarterbacks on the roster, what are you going to be thinking?
I'll be stunned.
Could they go into game one with four quarterbacks on the roster?
I'll be stunned. I'll be floored. I cannot fathom that happening because these roster spots matter.
They do. You can't fathom it. And remember, out of 53, there's only so many that can actually be active.
Right. What is it, 47 or 48?
I believe we're up to 40.
I know it was 46, but remember,
it used to be 46.
They made that rule where you can have 47 if it's a quarterback who's the 47th guy. So you can have a third quarterback active in that spot. So, that was last year, I think they made that change.
Yes, we've seen some unorthodox things over the last, 10 years now of Paul DeBodesta, 8-9 years now of Paul DeBodesta.
So it's 48 now.
Andrew Berry, 48 altogether. If you guys have that, right, would you be willing to go into a season or go into a week with four active quarterbacks on that roster?
No. These roster spots matter too much,
but you want to get a draft pick back from Tyler Huntley. You know that you have – Tyler Huntley is nothing to fart at. He's a guy who's won games in the NFL before. Now, I'm not trying to just give him away for anybody, and I'm not trying to cut him, but do you think you just go to the hilt and go as far as you possibly can until you have to blank and you have to remove him from the 53-man roster and then obviously still be on the hook for that money?
Which is
only just over $1 million, if I'm not mistaken, but still money's money.
They have to have an internal deadline for this. They have to. If they get to a certain date and they've not worked out a trade in, I would think they want to do right by Tyler Huntley, too, to where they would like for him to be able to find an opportunity, because one very clearly isn't here as the number four quarterback. No one wants to be in any situation the fourth quarterback on a roster. How many teams, when you include practice squads, have four quarterbacks right now?
I don't know if there's many high school teams.
Because there's not another team that has four quarterbacks on the 53 the way the Browns do. No. They are the only one. There's a lot of them that only have two.
Yes. To carry in four quarterbacks, I mean, you only have two tight ends. And remember, you only have 48 guys of these who are actually eligible to play on a Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. The defensive line, there's plenty of defensive linemen there. There's plenty of guys in the secondary there. I mean, I guess if you really felt, if guys were healthy, like, that's the key. You got Jed Wills on this roster. Is Jed Wills going to be healthy enough to play week one?
I don't know. You know better than
Do you keep Jed Wills inactive to keep Tyler Huntley on your roster? Do you even consider any of these ideas?
Jed's off the pup, so he's on the 53, right?
Exactly, but you can make him inactive for a game, can you not?
No, but you could have...
Right,
there's
still
no
on
way,
the 53.
Yes, he still counts towards the 53.
No, I'm not arguing about that aspect. There's no way they dress four quarterbacks. If they've got four quarterbacks, when September 8th rolls around, and they've got four guys on the 53, there's no way all four of them are in uniform.
So
they'll have three of them in uniform, but
so
not four. No
you
way.
Have these guys, and then you have Tyler Huntley. If you're still taking up a 53rd man, this is where I'm getting to. If you're still taking up a 53rd man, I'm still taking in a guy or taking away a guy who could be the 48th eligible player that could help me out on special teams or somewhere.
Yes.
So this is why I ask you, like, is there any belief that they just would not carry him into the regular season as a fourth quarterback? They've gone from two quarterbacks before to now four quarterbacks here. I don't think there's any reason, but I have to ask the question because I've seen them make some decisions that sometimes backfire, but sometimes end up okay. I mean, that's a hell of a lot of guys to have right there. I would try to move Tyler Huntley for just about anything I could get. We still have another week until the season starts.
And I think that's what they will do. I don't see them going into the season with him still on the roster specifically. They will not have four quarterbacks on the roster. It doesn't make sense. This is too smart of a front office. And I think they understand how much roster spots matter across the NFL. You only get 53 of these. You only get 48 dressed. That matters a lot. People don't understand how small NFL rosters actually are.
Yes.
Like, watch a college game this weekend. There's games on tonight. Watch how many guys are on those sidelines, and then September 8th, tune into an NFL game and see how much smaller it is. It's a huge difference.
And what they've done, and you watch the NFL as much as anybody, Danny, so you know this, what they've done because the rosters are so small is that they've taken a lot of guys in these defenses, in these secondaries. It's like, okay, we play a lot of nickel, we play a lot of dime in the NFL, and so now cornerbacks aren't necessarily just cornerbacks anymore.
No.
Safeties aren't just safeties, and especially linebackers are not just linebackers. I mean, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is a safety in some defenses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why, I mean, I think that's kind of why Devin Bush has been kind of left behind. I think he's a bigger body linebacker that there's a hard place to find for him. But a guy like Muma Diabate, that guy's intriguing because he's a good leader. He's got a great head on his shoulders. He's got a good eye for the football, but also he's got the type of body that can play in a safety role if needed, or can play that linebacker hybrid if needed as well.
Unless you are like a Myles Garrett caliber player, and Myles can do a lot of different things, obviously. Yeah. You have to be versatile to survive in the NFL today.
Could they hold on to Huntley into the season?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.